This conference will.
I have to admit, I did the outline before I took off this weekend because I wanted to. I had so much else going on my agenda. I knew I needed to get it done in advance, and I misplaced the article. So I will dig it out and I will get you a the author, because I want to always make sure to give the author credit for the information that I'm giving to you. So we'll add that to the outline when we finally repost it, as well as I'll get that information to you. Hopefully, Lydia will find it for me. Well, I'm still. Oh, she said their website's down, so she can't get it right now. So we'll hope to get that to you before the end of the call. But the important thing that this article talked about was really about how do you distinguish yourself, because you know, when you look out there, you've got to first start with the necessary assumptions. Number one, there are a lot of people doing network marketing today. In fact, the numbers are growing leaps and bounds. They may not be growing in your organization, and that's something you got to look in a mirror and say, what can I do different to take on some of those new active network marketers, but they are growing by leaps and bounds in the United States and all over the world. And one of the main reasons they're growing here in the United States is our job market has basically disappeared in many ways, and so people are looking at alternative ways of making income, and network marketing presents them with an incredible opportunity. I noticed the other day on the front cover of the business section of Dallas Morning News that they covered network marketing, and it was some like ex-CEO of some company who's retired, who's now doing network marketing because his son got involved in it, and he's loving it, and he thinks it's a blast. He doesn't need the money. He just loves doing it. He loves being in the action, and it was a great little article. So we know we see more and more people getting involved in it. We know that today, because of what's going on with baby boomers, you know, there's plenty of data out there, just like the one I gave you today about fear of memory loss. There's also a lot of data out there about baby boomers saying they're going to have to work an extra 5 to 10 years now because of what happened in this past recession, the amount of retirement funds that they lost, and a lot of them lost their jobs. So they're looking for things, and they don't want to continue doing what they've always done in their lives. They're looking for something, an opportunity to do something new and different. So this is another huge opportunity for people to step into network marketing, and we feel like we have one of the best causes, and then we know we have the best nutrition products, so we have a great opportunity there to share with people. But you have to realize that what distinguishes you from other people? There are lots of other people out there, and when you go and approach somebody with your products and what you have, there, you also need to know that they're probably talking to 10 other people about products if they're really in pursuit of products, because there's so many out in the marketplace. And so there's a lot of competition. It basically just establishes for you the fact that there's a lot of competition, a lot of competition in people, a lot of competition in products. And so that's one of the main reasons why we have to sit back and look at ourselves and say, how are we distinguishing ourselves? What makes me different? In fact, that's just the same kind of attitude I had towards the piece that Fred brought up about comparing GI Pro to GI Balance. That doesn't give me something to distinguish myself with when I go out in the marketplace. That only helps me educate people already in my downline that are taking GI Pro, but it doesn't help me go out there and change the lives of other people. And I want to have something that always sets me apart. How does it distinguish me from everybody else in the marketplace? And Fred, that's another reason why this great developing a purpose-driven business is a great, you know, tool to use, a great booklet, because you're helping, you're totally distinguishing yourself from any other network market out there. Other network marketers aren't going out there trying to talk to companies about rebranding themselves, right? That's not what they do. They just say, carry my products and sell, 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 and make me money, right? Well, that's not who you are. You want to distinguish yourself, right? And then your prospects are also on the Internet. They're comparing your products and services online, reading reviews, enabling themselves to be about 100 times more educated than the average consumer was before the advent of Internet, Yelp, WordPress, Facebook, all of those social media sites. It's incredible how much information people can get so readily today. It's at their fingertips. They don't have to do any effort to go and find out information. That's why it's so critical to have that information be pristine information, the cleanest, the clearest, the best that you possibly can. Doesn't mean we still can't help people get information, because you want to do that, because that's going to be sometimes their comfort zone. There's still people in, I would say, the baby boomer era and beyond that are still a little bit staying away from Internet, so they'd rather have something physical to look at. But when you're talking about the Gen Xers, Gen Yers, that whole new generation, they want no papers. I mean, these people want things, and they don't even like email today. I read a statistic that I'm doing a training tonight on social media for my Marketing Mania group, and I've got a statistic today that schools, colleges, are no longer requesting emails or sending emails out because they find that the kids don't even want them. They don't use them. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing to me that here I am, I'm just getting familiar with email. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, it just seems like email, it, you know, just happened a few years ago, and now it's already become a thing of the past, a dinosaur. So all of these things are important for us to understand, that that news travels at a phenomenal pace. The other thing that I think that highlights this so much to us today in our world today is that when you start looking at what's going on in Egypt and what's going on in Yemen and what's going on in Libya and what's going on in the Middle Eastern countries, Bahrain, a lot of this, especially specifically Egypt for sure, all of this stuff was kind of generated based on what happened on social media, what happened on the internet, that people accessed How to Have a Peaceful Revolution, a book that was written or paper that was written by a guy out, he's like 70-some years old out on the East Coast. And they access this, and they spread it around to all their friends and relatives, and that's really what transpired in Egypt. So you can actually look at the internet, and that, our information cycle today is so fast and so readily available to anyone that we can put new information in people's hands at market pace, and it's causing, I'm saying, it's causing a world disruption out there because people are starting to understand their rights and their capabilities in a more prolific way, in a quicker fashion, that they're able to drive changes in their environment, whether it be even to the extent of overthrowing a government. And it's pretty amazing to me, the things that are happening out there, and we need to be really cognizant of that. So be aware of what's out there, what the information is available, and also be aware, the other sensitivity is here is, what do people want today? They don't want handouts and materials and tear sheets and that kind of stuff. I still use them at time to time when I meet with people one-on-one. But the idea is they're really looking for, send me some websites or send me your website. It's amazing. How many people say that to me? When I'm out giving my talk on Saturday and training people, everybody's going, what's your website, Mary Jo? Well, I don't really have. I have ManaTrain, but that's a ManaTech website training website, really, or for network marketing. I don't have one that's really developed around Mary Jo and all the self-development work that I do. So I have to think about how I brand myself out there in that regard as well. But it's incredible the importance of having websites, being able to get people information in the way that they're used to getting information today and want to receive information. Okay? The second thing you want to look at, so we underlying assumptions are there. We need to distinguish ourselves because there are a ton of people in network marketing. There are lots of people looking at lots of different products, and they have access to information like never before in the history of mankind. So let's talk about you. Consider that. So we're gonna review now the six characteristics for you. Number one, consider the long view. If you stick to your career for 10 years, say you give a commitment to ManaTech for 10 years, and some of you have already done that for 10 years. I know I've been in it since doing the business since 99, so that makes me going on 12 years, right? So you stick to your career for 10 years. What results do you think you'll get compared to sticking to something for 6 months? Because we see that happen a lot in network marketing where people stay in and they drop out. And there's that famous saying that the only people who fail in network marketing are those who quit, right? You've probably heard that a number of times. I still believe it's absolutely true that if you have that stick-to-itiveness and perseverance in networking, you're going to be successful at it. And success can look different for different people. That doesn't mean you're going to be jet and become a platinum presidential or the number one income earner in ManaTech. If that's your definition of success, I suggest you redefine the word success for you. Because that's just going to cause you to use a lot more Prozac and suffer from depression, right? And we don't want that to happen. So success needs to be your definition of success, and that's what you want to define and then go after it. After 10 years, you can imagine, because a lot of people come in stumbling and they feel like, oh, no one listens to me, no one hears me. Well, after 10 years in the business, hopefully you will have developed a lot of credibility, confidence, and competence that you wouldn't have had without it. And one more time, thank you, Brian Klemmer, for the Klemmer & Associates work and all the work that's out there regarding how do we build our character, how do we bring our core values to surface, how do we acknowledge them and live them and breathe them every day. And when you come from purpose and you live on your core values, which is one of the reasons I did core value trainings in all of my pathway classes, core values give you that rudder in the water. And then from the core values, you build confidence because you are confident about who you are. it isn't a lack of confidence in the products and the company and everything else. It's typically the lack of confidence in you. In fact, every time I do a belief scale test for people, it's always the last two questions that that's where they go haywire on. It's not the confidence in the company or the products or the management or the science. All that's given. Where the confidence is missing is in your own personal ability to be successful in the business and or your own personal ability to be a leader for the people you draw into the business. So if truly that's where the majority of people exist in Manatech, why are we not spending our time and efforts to overcome those areas that we have the least amount of confidence? What is it about you that causes you not to believe in success in Manatech? It's about your inherent belief in lack of success overall. Because people who don't believe that they're going to be successful, what are they going to do? They're going to be unsuccessful. I love that Henry Ford quote that says, whether you believe you can or believe you can't, you're always going to be right. So what does that tell you about belief as a critical core principle? In anything you go after, it starts with the depth of your belief that you're going to make this happen. So we've got to work on that. Work on that and work on your leadership abilities, which is both of which are things that the Clemmer work deals with. You can be that expert out there, and a lot of you are looking to be that expert. A lot of you shy away from communicating with people because you think somewhere in your life you have a shortage of information. You don't have enough ability, or you don't have enough ability to communicate what you know to somebody effectively. So you learn how to communicate it effectively because you're robbing from everybody in your environment when you stay in that shell. In fact, that's the way I look at it today. I say, when people don't become their greatest, it's not just robbing from themselves, because a lot of people say, well, Mary Jo, I don't want to go through the headache, or I don't want to, you know, that's going to take stress, or that's going to do, and I look at them and I go, you're not getting this. You're not getting this. The world isn't about everybody else showing up. It's about you showing up as well. When you don't show up and be the best you can be, you are truly robbing from me and robbing from everybody else on this phone call today. And maybe that's a new view for you to look at to get you to step out of the comfort zone and do something different and go after it to be the best you can be and pursue the dreams you have. So it's important that you are the one that works on you, right? And in the meantime, as you're growing, just because you're not an expert today, perhaps, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be green and growing every moment. And it doesn't give you any excuse why you're not effective, because you have plenty of people around you, whether it's upline or go upline further, or it's crossline, wherever, who will partner with you and help you be the best you can be and help you close people. You can take them to meetings, you can use websites, you can use the internet, you can use three-way calls, there are 101 mechanisms. The reason you're not doing it is because you're not opening your eyes to the possibilities of what you could do. This world's full of endless possibilities. It's just a choice we make. It's that famous word, choice. Are you choosing into it, or are you choosing to accept mediocrity? It's a choice that we make, and we make it every day. Okay, so consider the long view, get out there, become that expert, but in the meantime, surround yourself with experts that help you accomplish the same great results that you will accomplish once you become that expert. Number three, your business as an entity. We need to view our business as an entity. There are a ton of network marketers out there that are just doing silly things. They don't even have business cards. They don't have a place in their home that they really dedicate. They're just maybe their car. You ever see a network marketer that uses his car as his business? I've seen it. I've had people in my organization do that. And I'm just like, boy, that's professional. Not. So how do we build it into professional? If you don't respect and honor your business and treat it as a profession, it's going to be exactly what you treat it as, a hobby. And when you look at it and treat it like a hobby, you're going to create hobby income. So for some of you on this call, that means you're going to get the $100 a month team bonus on a monthly basis, when you could be making $1,000 a month. But you got to honor that business as a business. Honor yourself as being an entrepreneur in the business. Not go out there and go, oh, I'm just a network marketer. Yikes. Today, you're so much more. Today, the languaging that Manatech is using around social entrepreneurship is enough to knock your socks off. There's so many great things, and people, I was on a phone call last week, privy to a lot of things, and I always hate it when people call me from Manatech Corporate, and they say, Mary Jo, you can't say anything about this, but da-da, and they start dumping on me, because I go, it's not fair. It's not fair that everybody doesn't get this information, but I'm just going to share with you from my heart the things Manatech is preparing for us that are coming out at Manifest will knock your socks off. I am so excited about them. It's a company who cares and cares about growing and doing things differently and keeping us on top of the best possible technology as well as the best possible delivery systems, as well as making it as affordable as possible for as many people as we possibly can get involved. That's their commitment. And it's, you guys today are social entrepreneurs. Not only do you have a business as an entity, you're all social entrepreneurs, every one of you. And if you need a reminder of what that is, you need to, get a copy of my book that I'm putting out there about purpose-driven business. Because it talks about what it is as a social entrepreneur. And in the closing, that's exactly what I do in that book. I describe what a social entrepreneur is. And my big question is, are you one of them? Are you stepping up to the plate? You can say no. It's a choice. It's a very painful choice to make after you read my booklet, but you still can choose that. But how important is that? We treat our business as a business. We respect ourselves and honor ourselves as social entrepreneurs. We respect and honor ourselves as people that are growing a huge and wonderful business that's going to have repercussions throughout the ages. I don't look at my business as not about it. It's just like Brian Klemmer. Brian had something early on in his life, an impact, when he went to his main mentor and his boss in his early stages before Klemmer and Associates was even around or even conceptualized. And his boss sent him home to put together, where's your life plan, And so he went home and he came back and he said, and he gave it to his boss. He took a couple of days off work and put it together, and his boss looked at it and looked at the last page and said, why does it end when you turn 60? And Brian says, well, I'm going to retire. And he goes, are you kidding me? You're going to leave no legacy? You should be drafting a 500-year plan. Here, take it back. He threw it back at him, and Brian had spent 2.5 days working on this, and he was proud of it. And the guy sent him home and said, I'll keep you on the payroll as long as you're working on it. And Brian always told that story because he always talked about having a 500-year plan. If your plan is what you're going to do each day until you pass away, you got problems. What legacy are you leaving for others behind you? Have you set up a foundation? Have you done written a book? What are the things that you're doing today? What are you going to do with your Manatech account? My Manatech account goes into my foundation, where the money is going to continue to pour in and fund that foundation for years beyond when Mary Jo leaves this earth. So you're a business, and you're a business that's going to last for how long? Whatever time period you choose to make it last. So make a bigger statement with your business. Always keep your business as a business. Look at yourself and say, do you have an office? Do you have separate bank accounts? Do you have a separate phone line? Do you have business cards? Do you have a business plan? Failure to plan is a plan to fail. Treat your business as a business. That's what's going to distinguish you from everybody else out there, because there are not a lot of people that are doing this. Probably, I would suggest, less than 20% of network marketers really treat their business as a business. And remember, your business is a container. It's a container that holds customers. So you got to value those customers. You got to keep an eye on them every day. You don't say, oh man, they're just consumers. When network marketers look at me and say, Mary Jo, she's just a consumer, and I go, what? What is just a consumer? It sounds like a piece of paper that you throw off to the side. My consumers get monthly newsletters, mana mails. They get every 2 weeks. They get a bi-monthly health newsletter about new health things that are out there unrelated to Manatech. I mean, I'm totally committed to being on a forefront of educating and transferring information to people, to honor them as people that have honored me by consuming these products and honor themselves. So treat your consumers as prospects, repeat business users, business people, and referrals. We have all these. So your container includes a lot of different categories of people. So acknowledge that and treat them as such so that you make sure that you're managing your business as a business entity. The fourth thing is have steely determination. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. We've heard that 1,000 times. But the reality is that, you know, we've been in a tough time. Over the last few years, we've been in a tough time with Manatech around the Texas AG, and we're climbing out of that. We have a phenomenal social entrepreneurship program today. You know, and sometimes you buck up against people, and you have, there are issues out there, and people have responses for you. There's no question that not everybody's going to jump on board with this. But you just got to be, I mean, out there all the time. And let me share with you a story. That's so much fun for me. I mean, these are the kind of things that I just want to give you ideas of what this looks like. I'm in a Bible university class at my church, and the girls in the front row, I was talking to somebody, and somebody said, well, I heard you were a writer or something, they said. I said, no. I said, I was a lawyer for years, but in the last 12, 13 years, I've dedicated my life to helping people with their health. I have a passion for how, you know, I just... And some gal in the front turned around. She goes, Mary Jo, you really do that? She says, how do you help people with health? And so I just said, well, many ways. And I had never talked to her about health before. She's relatively new in our church. And the two gals sitting with her at that front desk, they're all overweight. And they looked at me and go, you know something about the hypothalamus? And I said, yeah, I know about the hypothalamus. And they go, I can't even pronounce it. And I said, are you trying to do something about weight? And they all looked at me like, yes, with that breath. So what did I do? I told him, I said, listen, I'd love you to do a program with me. Would you do that? I'll put it together for you. You look at it, decide if you... And they were so excited, they couldn't wait. Ran over to me, gave me their email addresses, their names, all this stuff, blah, 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 and I sent out a program for them. I'm not even using Osalene, people. I'm not even using Osalene. I'm doing a weight loss program with no Osalene. Isn't that fun? I'm doing it based on, you know, basic core products, which is and includes GI Pro Balance, because I'm helping them change their bacteria in their gut. And I have this whole thing all outlined for them. And I sent them, I gave them all on this. When I went back to Bible University, I handed them all packages. And I said, you know what, why don't you three do it together? I mean, they're so excited about this accountability system between the three of them. So what fun is, just fun. Now, is that fun? Yeah. Did I have to worry about feedback, blah, 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 blah? No, I honored them. I looked at what do you guys want to accomplish? What are you trying to accomplish? And let's go do it together and make it a team. So I brought that up only as a little note about you have opportunities everywhere. But if you're not out there taking classes like Bible, you know, I mean, how many you got to get out of the house? Not easy on Sunday nights to be running out of the house and going into Bible University because some people like to relax on Sunday nights, but... by the way, the Bible University class was awesome as well. Yeah, the pre-incarnate Christ, it was just awesome. So, I mean, I got more value out of that, but you know, nothing like the Lord putting people in your pathway that he wanted you to connect with in the process. So, okay, so again, have a steely determination. Always be out there being willing to share. When the tough gets going, we just share more, and we do it in different ways. And the whole purpose of me sharing that with you is just, it looked totally different than what I might have shared like in the past. My sharing today is always about what are your needs? What are you looking for? And, you know, and being able to be as vocal as I can in arenas where people can understand where my passion is so then they can pursue me. Because people will pursue you if you're passionate about something because that's an attractor factor. Know how you're going to overcome the challenges. Because challenges happen to every single one of us. There's no question there have been a lot of challenges in my life, and they continue to happen. But the beauty of it is that I always look at every challenge as an opportunity to build character, because that's what challenges are. They're an opportunity for you to show up in a new way, in a different way, and grow from how you show up. And I had some great ahas. I mean, every time I have ahas, I go, you know what? You never get too old for ahas. Any of you feel that way? You never get too old from ahas. Plan on how you overcome the bumps because you want to build a plan of, you know, how am I going to overcome that? How am I going to overcome? You have fear in your life. How are you going to overcome that? Look at yourself. That's why I keep telling everybody, all you hear me always say on your to-do list, always make sure you have a to-be item. There's always something you want to be working on in yourself because there's always things in ourselves that we can work on, right? Doesn't matter where you are, you always have things you can work on. So make sure that you have that plan around that to-be list as well. When you know your why, when you know your why, you really get locked in. That's the kind of thing, and that's why Manatech and everybody out there that I see in networking, they always focus on why. Why are you doing this? What is it that's long-term? And this is where the 500-year plan comes in for me. It's not enough to just have been a great person or done great things while I was here on Earth. I want to do great things while I'm not here on Earth. And the only way I can do that is by leaving a legacy. So it's about what am I creating for the future. So if I happen to have the same plight, Brian Clemmer didn't know he had no days left on Thursday. He had no idea. Just like I don't know today. In fact, one of the things Lydia said, she started reading about all that stuff, and she goes, you know, Mary Jo, people who work, 11, 12-hour days have a 67% higher chance of heart attacks and heart conditions. And she looked at me like, you need to go in and get a physical right now. and I don't know. Maybe that's true, but I don't know if it's true about people. I don't know that you can say that about people who absolutely love what they do and have such a strong passion for it. I do it out of love. I don't do it out of have to. I do it out of love of doing. And so that makes it more fun. So you lock in on your why, you lock in your purpose, you lock in your direction, what is it going to create for you, and then the passion will carry you anywhere you want to go because your passion will drive you, and that's the beauty of it. And then when you structure your goals, and we always talk about putting together goals, written goals, right, that gives you the direction. Where am I aiming towards? What am I, what is that direction? So instead of going northwest, I go southeast, which is where I want to be, right? You want to make sure you're going in the direction you want to go. So you have goals to help you give you the right direction as well. And the important thing, I love the one in the outline that talks about give no one the power to deceive you or take your dream away. That's so critical. I want everybody to really take your highlighter maybe and really highlight that one. Because there are robbers out there. They're thieves in the night. They're thieves in the day. Scripture tells us, John 10:10, that there's thieves out there, right? And we don't want thieves to rob us of our future. And don't let those thieves do that to you. You can go victim to them if you choose to, but remember, you're not a sand wasp. You're at choice. You can choose not to go victim to somebody. You can say, well, my husband, Mary Jo. I said, are you kidding? I have a husband that would, put years to shame. My husband never wanted me in network marketing. He wanted me to get a real job. For the first year and a half, that's all he did was talk about getting a real job, right? He didn't understand it, so for him, and he didn't want to understand it because all he knew is what he knew, and that's how he looks at life. He's a guy who doesn't like change. So it was tough, but, I was at choice around what I did for my life. My mission here is my choice, not his choice. So be at choice in what you and you can overcome any of that. What part of serving others is another great quote that came from the article. What part of serving others and making their lives better would you do even if you did not make money at it? And I can look at my Manatech business today and tell you that hits the nail on the head. It's one of the main reasons why everything that's happened with the Texas AG, whether losing business, watching my business dissipate, losing some customers, that troubled me not ever from an income perspective, but from a perspective of people not taking great products because of something crazy as the Texas AG. That was the biggest troubling aspect of it because, this is the type of business, this is the type of energy I like to exert, whether there's money or not money. And where are you in your commitment to sharing with people? That's a good question to ask yourself. Number 5, be resourceful. This is an important concept to distinguish yourself is, are you using the best possible quality of materials and information when you go out and share with people? Somebody approached me the other day with a coffee thing, and he had all these, things that he had copied off of some old copy machine that he handed to me, and I thought, what a horrible presentation. I didn't say it to him, but I just was thinking to myself, how many people do this with Manatech stuff just to save a nickel? I mean, really, people, your first impression is huge for people. So make sure that the quality of the information you're giving them is top-notch quality. And that's one of the reasons why it's taking me a long time to get my purpose-driven business booklet out, because I want it to be only the best quality. You want to get to know people so that you know what category they fit in. Are they going to be a consumer, a business builder? Are they interested in ISCA, weight loss, mission, health, anti-aging? Understand all that. We have so many skincare. We have so many different strategies out there today that people could be interested in. You want to find their interest and be prepared to meet them where they're coming from. And how do you find that out? By asking questions, right? And then once you determine that, you want to make sure they understand what you do. And if you make what you do very complicated, they're not going to want anything to do with it. So you want to make sure you keep it simple. In fact, that's what's driving so much of the ISCA business today is this member program because it's so simple. People are taking it and they're drafting it. We drafted it for skincare. We drafted it for now drafting for chiropractors. I mean, it's just about doing members. Just have, you know, I never signed up any members, but I'm looking at the ease with which this is being done. And I'm saying, you know, when you're going after major big chunks of people at a time, how easy is it? We're even building business cards with studios' account numbers on them. So they can just hand out the card. People can call Manatech, give them that 1-800 number and the number of the studio. So they just can call up and they can become a member that way and order products under that person by becoming a member. And then they have their own member number and can forever, you know, manage their own orders. So it's great. Keep it simple. That's what you want to do. Keep it simple. That doesn't mean that when I'm approaching people one-on-one or in smaller groups or the three gals I'm working with on this weight loss thing, they're going to all be associates. That's my standard way I operate. But when I'm working with big programs like that, trying to get mass people that are part of a business, a pre-existing business, I think the member approach is terrific. You can always convert people down the road when they're ready to convert, not when you're ready to force them to convert. All right? So it's important to get to know what they want and make it fit for them and make it easy. Keep it simple. 6, own your own brand. Be a walking billboard for what you promote. Ask yourself what a client would like. Okay? So what are people – because remember, this is the law of attraction. So when you're a walking billboard for what you promote, it's going to be awesome. If you're out there promoting health, you better be healthy, right? You better show a sign of health or at least have a great story. Remember, we talked about stories. Because some of you may not be in 100% great health. Some of you might be in wheelchairs. Some of you might have handicaps. Some of you might, and those things are great as well. It's a greatness around you. You have a great story to tell about, you know, today, I am where I am today because of these Manatech products. They've given me the energy and they've given me the life that I have today. You can make a very compliant and very compelling statement about yourself and what it's done for you that can move people like you move mountains. But it, so much of it starts with your attitude. So make sure your story is concise, well-rehearsed, no drama, no negativity. And then when you're done telling your story, this is a good comment they made in the article, you have to say, and what this has to do with you is you can achieve the same results for you and your family. Something to that effect. What this has to do with you. Because if you don't relate your story to them, here's another great story. You can say, you know what? My family and I were spending a fortune. My kids, I'm taking them to the doctor every couple months. They got allergies. They got asthma. They got this. They got all sorts of stuff. And those doctors keep, and, you know, little viruses coming in their life. And this stuff coming up all the time. Says, you know what? I started on this program. I said, you know, we're spending so much money in co-pays and doctor's visits and all that stuff. I looked at this and said, there's got to be a better way. First of all, I don't want my kids getting sick in the first place. So I decided to go after it from a health perspective, and I shifted and I took on the Manatech program as a way to help my family be more healthier so I could save a fortune. And as a side effect, that's what's happened. We're not going to doctors every couple months. They're not missing school. They're healthier. Our whole family has an inbuilt health program by swallowing Manatech products. And you can do the same thing for yours, right? That's the kind of language you can use because every parent can relate to that, every parent. I look at those people at my church, and it breaks my heart. There's so many health issues out there today. The statistics for allergies and food allergies and all that stuff, oh, my gosh, it's off the charts. It's amazing to me what's going on out there. And it's all created. We created it. Our society created it. Those food allergies, we created. Those are man-made allergies. Do you understand that? Everybody needs to know that. A great video on YouTube today that talks about it. It's awesome. But it's about, we created it. Engineering our foods, engineering proteins, putting antibiotics in our food, in our cows, all the things that we did that trigger these allergies in kids. Massive. I mean, if you remember, I'm 56, but if you go back and think about your growing up and in grade school, how many kids had allergies back there? Nobody had allergies. I mean, I don't remember anyone with allergies when I was growing up as a kid. Clearly, no one in my family had any allergies. But boy, you can't even go to a daycare without finding half the kids with some kind of allergies or some kind of issue, health issue. It's a problem. So you gotta work on yourself, be your own bride, get your story down, talk about that, talk about the impact the products can help with people, just helping them be healthy. And this is what it has to do with you, because they want to hear about what's it going to do for me. That's what's important, right? They want the benefits. Remember, we talk about features or benefits. They want to hear benefits. Never before do I have this so ingrained in me than I do today about benefits. Speak the language. Sure, you have a great script, but helping someone is interactive. That means you carry on conversations. You come from your heart. That's critical, because we know that's how we shift people. If they hear you care about them, they're going to care about you. So show you care about them first. Be genuine with your contact in terms of present time. Don't talk about past, don't talk about in present time. Asking questions is a way to discover. We already discussed that. Make helping someone personal to her. In other words, when you start dealing with people about what this business is, do you want to help other people? Do you want to help us save lives in the Give for Real program? Do you want us to help eliminate global malnutrition? Is that a goal that you can see yourself committed to on a long-term basis? That's a cool thing. Can you see, this is what I like to tell parents, I don't know if I share this with you, I love to talk to them and say, can you see the difference that this could make for your children when they grow up, that they knew as a little kid that they could consume products, and through consumption and keeping themselves healthy, they also are making a huge contribution to eliminating global malnutrition for children all around the world. Now, if they play that active role as a child, what do you think they're going to become in the 20s and 30s and 40s? It's going to give them a precedent to set, a foundation for them to be true social entrepreneurs the rest of their lives and make a difference in this world in bigger ways. So that's just a side effect of being a part of taking PhytoBurst Chews and Mana Bears today. Okay, and then speak all aspects of your business and products fluently. Just be prepared. Know how to talk about it. Some people look at me and go, Mary Jo, I couldn't even talk about the business. I said, well, that's why you never find any business builders. Because if you can't talk about it, you're never going to share it. And if you never share it, you're never going to create it. Yet, what do you want more of in your business? Business builders. So people, talk about the business fluently. Get it down pat. Know how to discuss it. And there's plenty of things on the internet today. I gave you a whole lowdown of all the list of things, the trainings that you go through with a brand new person. I think I did that on one of my calls too a couple weeks ago. You just go there and do it for yourself. Go run through all of that. It'll get you more and more familiar. Spend some time learning what our business is and then going out and being able to share it with people. And the last quote I took from the article was, be the one that cares the most about the other person. That's going to distinguish you. You can hear, the other person can hear about from 20 other people in network marketing, but if you care the most, you're the one that's going to get the business. Leave your financial goals at the door when listening to someone, so it's not about you, it's about them. Your willingness to connect is coupled with your willingness to serve. You inspire someone to want to work with you because of your sincerity. As the one who inspires, you have distinguished yourself compared to someone else who has not gone the extra mile. That's a great piece to just clip out and put somewhere on your desk that you can read every day. And hopefully it'll instill in you the activity to go forth and be that person that you need to be to distinguish you from everybody else and from other things people are looking at and other things, the opportunities or options that they have. How are you distinguishing yourself so that truly they come and join you and have energy around what you're doing instead of what else is presented to them. Okay? So people, that's it. That's all we got. Any comments from the group? Anyone feedback? Did you see some of the things and areas where you might be falling short in our conversation today? And maybe things that you want to work on to be better? And how many of you really, when you start working with somebody, do you think about the competition out there and how to distinguish yourself? That's an intriguing question, isn't it? Because sometimes we just get caught up in just doing our thing, and we're not saying, thinking to ourselves, now, am I really showing up different from all those other people that might be trying to get this person to take products or do this, right?
Yeah. Mary Jo?
Yeah.
This is very meaningful, this call this morning. I'm taking this to heart when I go to the Midwest Wednesday.
Great. Great, Fred. Yeah. It's something... Yeah, good. Go ahead.
You really struck some chords in my heart.
Great. Good. Thank you, Fred. Thank you. Yeah, because I think it's something that can fall by the wayside, and we just think that we know that we know that we know, and we have all this knowledge, and we go out and do something instead of really sitting back, taking us, you know, breathing a little bit, and maybe even the fact of taking that little quote and reading it before we go and talk to somebody. Put ourselves in the right frame of mind. That how are we distinguishing ourselves?
Exactly.
Allow our greatness to come out, because we know, I know you have it, Fred. I know that you can be great, but I also know that you can be like me. You could just take it for granted sometimes that, well, we know all this stuff, we're just going to go share and not take the time to get into the right frame of mind and the right mood and the right presence of being to be the best we can be and really show that heart and compassion that we have. Yeah, let me give you, Lydia just gave it to me. It's Rosie Bank is the author, and the article is How to Distinguish Yourself in Network Marketing. So there you go. Great, people. It's a great call. Take it to heart. Thank you, Fred, for sharing. And I just keep all of you in my prayers as you go forth this week. Have a great last week of the business period, and go out and make a difference in people's lives. That's what we're here to do. All right, love you guys. Talk to you soon.